Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Welcome to our special Sunday show. A special guest is Rhonda Handsome, laughing all the way. She's an actress, a director, a comedian. She's appeared on the SNL, Holy Pretty Woman, winner of backstage speech shows, Outstanding Comedian Award, stand-up. She's open for Aretha Franklin, Diana Ross. This woman's amazing. She can be seen this week at Laughing at the Duplex, starring Angela Scott and William Stevenson. And she's going to be calling in today. And I want to start with a little of my favorite. I was trying to pick out a song that would be appropriate for Rhonda. And I think it's got to be a Carozza song. Don't you? I think we all agree on that. I'm going to open up the chat room. If you want to join the chat room, go to Blog Talk Radio, register, give yourself a chat name, and that'll get you all hooked up. And then if you have something to promote, join the chat. I'm going to open up the room right now, and I will promote it for you because that's the way I roll. All right. Okay, Rhonda, this one's for you.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger, so I asked, what would you do? She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
I had to add that there. I don't know why I just did. And now I'm going to present a little taste of Rhonda Handsome performing live. Okay, here we go.
And demonstrated for us to be released from oppressive undergarments. Now, yes, now women are wearing bras, spanks, and now did you see the commercial for the waist cincher?
Yeah.
Oh my God! You wear the bra, the spanks, and the waist cincher after a meal at Chipotle? You're causing a small explosion. My girlfriend Zipporah killed me. Do you know Zipporah, Zipporah Lipschitz?
Oh, no.
She killed me. She goes, Rhonda, you blackouts have it so easy. You all have that natural beauty. Natural beauty? Is she kidding? After I use Afro Sheen, Ultra Sheen, Sheen and Glow, lip gloss, and cocoa butter, I feel like I've been salmonized. Now, I don't walk out of my bathroom after a shower. I hydroplane. Natural beauty, what happened to it? Do you know that cheek, lip, breast, and butt implant mishaps are so frequent that they have their own reality show? Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's not easy. It really isn't easy being a woman. Did I mention, speaking of not being easy, did I mention that I'm a Negro? Oh, yeah, I'll be a Negro all night. Have you noticed, like, every 10 years we change what we call ourselves? Sometimes we're black, sometimes we're Afro-American, sometimes we're third world. Why do we keep changing? You know, Jews stay Jews. Italians stay Italian. Dwarves stay about this high. I see you laughing behind your hand there. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Do you know, I did that last night, and a little person walked up to me very offended and said, I am not happy. I said, which one are you? I did Joe Franklin's show with Joy Behar and a great friend of mine who did impressions at the time, Lois Dendro. And it was like being initiated into show business. I just felt like, you know, this is just a rite of passage. And every time I would see him here, I would just feel like, I am doing my thing because I know this guy. And Joe Franklin, it's so great to be part of his being remembered here. Before I go, I just want to share with you a little something that I just read in the New York Times. Did you know that they are coming out with a plastic, raised, touchy-feely book that is porno for the blind? $250 a book. For $250, you could touch a real person. Me. My name is Rhonda Handsome. If you ever want me to be someplace for you, like you were all here for me tonight, all you gotta do is say, help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda, and I'll be there. Thank you very much.
Rhonda Handsome. I think I see her in the studio call-in room. So why don't I just open up her mic and see if she's there.
I am here.
And you're very
that
clear.
That was great, Nancy. That was just great. Oh, I'm a 10 pierogi girl. Oh, I am. And thank you for playing that. That set, honoring Joe Franklin, that was a fun night.
Oh, that was a great night. And Rhonda, I told them all about you in the beginning and everything you've been up to and doing. And Rhonda's also a great director, by the way.
Yeah, I have a
couple of my shows.
What are you working on now? Well, I am directing a piece out in Queens that opens March 25th out at the Black Spectrum Theater. It's called Southeast Queens, and it's a tribute to the neighborhood there. And I'm very excited about that. But I am over the moon because this week I'm going to be at the Duplex on Thursday, March 3rd, with Laughing at the Duplex with Angela Scott. And we're going to have a special guest with us, William Stevenson. Now, the three of us together have a gazillion years in comedy. Angela Scott used to work the door at the original Improv, and then she also booked the Comedy Acts at the Duplex back in the day. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, she's also
she was also a warm-up comic. Yeah.
I was just going to say she was the warm-up queen of television shows for some of the most popular and longest-running television shows. She did that for years and years and was fantastic at it. And Angela and I actually both started together studying acting as actresses at the original Negro Ensemble Company, and somehow we both ended up in comedy and met up again. And so it's wonderful being, you know, with her, co-producing the show at the Duplex with her. And William Stevenson came up along with us, you know, back in the day, you know, at those original clubs, the Improv, Catch a Rising Star. But, you know, he is the house MC at the Comedy Cellar.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh.
Yeah, William is an incredibly funny man and does a lot on the Louis show, Louis C.K.'s show, and Amy Schumer. But he's the main MC at the Comedy Cellar, and he is a funk music master. He knows every bit of funk music that was ever made, and will tell you about it when he's not just being hilariously funny. And I'm just so excited that we're going to be doing this show on Thursday, March 3rd at 7 o'clock at the Duplex, this great cabaret down in the West Village.
Tell them how to get tickets.
Oh, my goodness. People should get online for tickets because there's a discount when you get it online ahead at purplepass.com/laughingmar3. So that's purplepass.com/laughingmar3. And you can make your reservation and get the discount. And it's a little more at the door, but we will take your money at the door or online because this is a fantastic, it's a fantastic night of comedy.
And you're in the room upstairs? You're upstairs?
We are upstairs in that beautiful cabaret.
I love that room.
It's called the smallest stage in show business. And they've got a grand piano.
And they've got a grand piano takes up half of it. I've performed there, but I also saw a lot of famous people perform there, like Joan Rivers.
Oh, Joan Rivers, Silla Mera. I mean, it really was a comedy training ground for all of the greats. This is where everybody came in and honed their material, you know, before they went to big rooms or resorts like I did in the Catskills. You know, I did all of those rooms in the Catskill Mountains, the Granite, the Concord, the Raleigh, and all the bungalow colonies. Yeah. And it's beautiful because it's intimate, and the crowd that comes there, they're smart, they're literate, they know about seasons, they know.
Okay. You went out for a second there. I see. Yeah, it's a great room, and you really should make your reservations early if you're going to get, because it will sell out. So you just want to get those reservations in there. And there's a two-drink minimum, and you have to be 21 because it's a bar. So you have to be 21.
A two-drink minimum and a small cover. And you get a packed, laugh-filled event, you know.
Well, you're all funny. I mean, I don't know Stevenson, but I know you and Angela are very funny ladies.
I get such a kick. And but you know what? I do have to say something about you, Nancy. You know, if I always think probably the only reason I want a television show is so that you could be my head writer, because you are one of the quickest wits in comedy. You are absolutely fantastic. And
I will take your praise and shower myself with it.
People don't really know you know, that you have written for some of the greats, and this one I'll mention, John Legend, and that you are also, you're just a very generous person in the comedy community, like having me on your show today, and you know, mentioning.
I want my people to go see this show.
Yeah,
Jack Hoffman, if you're listening, Jack Hoffman, I know you're a big fan of Rhonda's. I hope you got your tickets for you, Carol. Ready?
I love Jack Hoffman. He is a sweetheart and a great supporter of live comedy. You know,
he is the best. He shows up everywhere.
He shows up everywhere. He really does.
And Rhonda, and he's terrific. Let me talk about you some more. Okay, I want to talk about you some more because you are also available for private parties and events and people. How can they book you just personally?
Oh, all they have to do is contact me on Twitter at Rhonda Saman without the D. Rhonda, H-A-N-S-O-M-E. Or they can get me on Facebook, you know, Rhonda Hansen on Facebook. Or just go to my website, rhondahansen.com. You know, I am on all the social media platforms, Instagram, Tumblr, Periscope. You know, and you're right, I am available for private events. And just last night, I had a great time, Nancy. I did a benefit for the Morningside
I play. I saw you were headlining up and down.
Theater company, and it was packed. I mean, it was absolutely packed, and the people, they loved all the material. They knew the political references. They were ready to laugh, and they appreciated the entire show, which was put together by a friend of mine, Sean Turner. But I just love it when you're with an audience who they love you right from the beginning, and you don't want to leave, but you gotta go because they're closing the place down. But I love doing benefits. You and I have done a benefits for the Actors Temple together.
And we have one actually May 16th, the Actors Temple. I might put that plug in there. The Actors Temple, May 16th.
Wonderful.
And also,
Bob Greenberg does a great job.
What was I going to say about now? You have been everywhere. I mean, you opened for Aretha Franklin, Diana Ross. You were in London, a Divorced and Bitter tour, and how did you get to Tel Aviv? How did that come about?
Oh, my gosh. I have a fantastic friend who the minute she heard that I was doing comedy and knew about my act, she said, I have to bring you to Tel Aviv. And so this fantastic woman, she happens to be culturally connected in Tel Aviv. She is involved with a program called Classic Kids. But basically in her city, she's one of the cultural muckety mucks, and she brought me in and set up a special show for me and a tour. So she could take me to the clubs where English comedy was appreciated. Comedy in English was appreciated, and then I had a private showing for the cultural muckety mucks, the people who are like the Martha Stewarts and the Dr. Oz's and all of the, you know, high-powered lawyers and all of this stuff. And she was so upset when she called to say the French ambassador couldn't make it and expressed his regret not getting to the private show. But it was great.
That's it. Yeah, he's off your Christmas list.
He's off my list, man. I was also in London a long time ago. I did the London Underground, a television show there. But then when the London comedy star Lenny Henry visited here in New York years ago, he interviewed me on my rollerblades. I was rollerblading around Tribeca, and he had a wonderful little interview, and I love Lenny Henry. He's really, you know, he's really top shelf. He's really top shelf. And, you know, I also entertained troops in Korea. I had a great time doing that. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience. I get around. And on March 3rd, I'll be at the Duplex.
And that's this week. This week. Give us that information again.
Oh, the Duplex is at 61 Christopher Street. The show is at 7 p.m., and they can actually call the cabaret itself. I'll give that number in case people want to call for more information. It's 212 215. Give that again. 212-255-5438 is the duplex number. And on March 3rd, we have this great 7 o'clock show with Angela Scott and myself with our special guest, William Stevenson. He's hilarious, he's funny, and he just makes you roll with laughter. And I can't think of a better combination for a nice evening of fun, just fun and laughs.
Of fun, you know, and funny.
And funny, yeah.
And say the name of your show again so they book the right show.
Oh, yes. When you go to the website, the purplepass.com website, is Laughing at the Duplex. Laughing at the Duplex. And www.purplepass.com/laughingmar3. You will be able to get your reservation, your ticket, and it's a discount if you go online, but you can also pay at the door. 2 drinks minimum.
Yeah,
and
but you'll save $5 if you go online.
That's right. You will save $5 if you do it online right now. Do it right now because it's an intimate room. It's a small, beautiful room. It's a warm room, and it's selling out fast. The response has been great, and I'm excited about it because, you know, just, you know,
and the show's, what time's the show? Repeat the show time.
7 o'clock. It's a 7 o'clock show at 61 Christopher Street on Thursday.
Oh, you go down to
March 3rd.
Yeah. And it's easy to get to because it's right on the corner of 7th. You'll see the big sign.
All the trains go down there. The number one goes to Christopher Street, and you're right there at the club. And then any train that goes to West 4th Street, it's very easy, you know. And the Village is always a fun place. That's a great fun place to be.
Oh,
so. Yeah.
Go eat, then go see a show. You have a great time. Rhonda and Angela crack you up.
Oh, we
funny.
Will. We have every intention of cracking people up. That's what we do. That's what we love. And you know, I'm just so excited to be around funny women like you and Angela. I mean, I love that sense of support and camaraderie and just being able to, you know, riff on things with, you know, funny, smart women and know that there's not this, that BS about women not being funny or women not supporting each other, because it's a real thing in the group that I'm around, and I love that.
Oh, yeah. That's all. Well, what advice would you give to young female comedians starting out today?
If you're starting out now, I would say write as much as you can. Just keep writing and writing and writing, and then every opportunity you have to go on stage, you do it. And you don't let any experience on stage deter you from going on another time. You write and you go on. You write and you go on. And you go and you do it for the sheer joy of expressing yourself and making people laugh. The people are smart enough to laugh. That's gravy. But it comedy is.
And you can follow Rhonda too at her Twitter, Rhonda Hanson, and like her on Facebook. And if you go to her Facebook page, I'm sure she'll have more show information in case you go, what did she say? I play that again.
Yeah.
What's your other show coming up? Because you have another one, so they might as well get it. This stays online, so if they miss the third, they can catch it. Go ahead.
They can catch me at Broadway Comedy Club. I work out there. I work out some material there a lot. And I'm also doing Bossy Bitches. I'm doing that coming up in Park Slope.
What's Bossy Bitches?
Bossy Bitches is a fun show run by Jennifer Saltzman out in Brooklyn. And if you visit any of my sites, you'll see all the information about these great comedy shows that I'm so happy to be involved with. But come out to the Duplex on March 3rd. It's a Thursday.
That's
night.
Thursday.
You can have fun, have some laughs, have some drinks, and
make
and,
a night of it. Yeah.
Yes, really. Bring a friend. And then if you can't get there, then just check me on Facebook or Twitter, and you'll see me in Brooklyn at Bossy Bitches, or or, you know, just at the Broadway.
Or in your living room. Available for private parties.
I am available for private parties, and I also do corporate events and benefits. I absolutely love giving back to the community. And in fact, I have one coming up next week that is for black politicians under investigation. So I'm gonna go do.
Pretty funny.
I love giving back to the community. I love giving back to the community.
I guess so. And we'll give a shout out to Gordon Balcom. Am I saying his name right?
I love Gordon.
And
he's the man. Yes.
Yeah, for helping to promote your show, and he's such a sweetheart. So we'll have Rhonda, thank you for being on our show today.
Thanks.
Once again, this March 3rd at the Duplex. Make your reservations today to see Rhonda and friends.
7 o'clock on Thursday, yes. Laughing at the Duplex.
Well, Rhonda, thank you for being a guest on today's show. Listeners, you can follow me at What's the Buzz NYC on Twitter. That's my other Twitter account. What's the Buzz NYC? And I highly, Comedy Concepts says, go see this show or don't talk to me.
I love you, Nancy. Funny woman.
All right. Thank you, Rhonda. And we'll go out with a little Nancy Lombardo. Remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Support the arts by supporting the arts. Go see our shows and buy our stuff. Right, Rhonda?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So let's go out on a little Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for listening in to today's special Sunday show with the wonderful, the talented Rhonda Handsome.
See you at the Duplex.
Okay.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacker. Loser. You're so friendly. Friendly like the guys in office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. Tuna, spaghetti, dressing. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things, like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
This has been Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Go see Rhonda's show. Rhonda and Angela, they're hilarious. March 3rd at the Duplex. Just saying. Bye-bye.